Welcome to episode 1412 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The story of Zacchaeus is a story about a man whose entire life is built on theft. Not dramatic theft, systematic theft, institutional theft. His story is captured in the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Listen to how Luke introduces him.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man named Zacchaeus was there. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, as Jesus was going to pass that way.
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector. In the Roman system, tax collectors were contracted by Rome to collect taxes from the people. The tax collector collected whatever Rome demanded, plus whatever additional they could extract. The difference was their profit. Zacchaeus is wealthy, but his wealth is not earned through honest labor. It is extracted through the system. His wealth comes from taking more from people than they actually owe. And Zacchaeus is despised. Tax collectors are among the most hated people in Jewish society. Seen as collaborators with Rome, seen as exploiters, thieves. The text does not say it explicitly, but it is clear. Zacchaeus's wealth has been built on exploitation. But then Jesus notices him. Jesus stops. Jesus looks up at him in the tree.
Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
Jesus does not condemn him, does not lecture him about his crimes, does not demand repayment immediately. Jesus simply asks to stay at his house, treats him with dignity, acknowledges him, sees him, and Zacchaeus is transformed. There is something about being seen, acknowledged, and being treated with dignity by Jesus that breaks through Zacchaeus's defenses. But notice something else. The people are outraged.
All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner."
The crowd is scandalized. How dare Jesus associate with a tax collector? How dare he treat this thief with respect and dignity? But Jesus ignores the crowd. The Lord goes to Zacchaeus's house, chooses to be with him, extends grace. Then something remarkable happens.
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
Zacchaeus repents. But his repentance is not merely internal. It is expressed through action, radical action. Zacchaeus says he will give half his possessions to the poor. Think about what this means. Half of his wealth, the wealth he has accumulated through exploitation, he will give away. But even more radical is fourfold restitution. This is more than the law requires. The Old Testament law required restitution of what was taken, plus a penalty, often a portion of the stolen amount. But Zacchaeus is offering to pay back four times. Why four times? Perhaps because Zacchaeus recognizes his theft has been systematic. He has stolen from many people. Repeatedly. The damage is great. Four times is appropriate. Or perhaps Zacchaeus is simply offering whatever it takes to make things right. He is saying, "I will restore what I have taken, however much that costs." What makes Zacchaeus's repentance genuine? First, it is comprehensive. He doesn't make excuses, doesn't minimize what he has done, acknowledges the full scope of his exploitation. Second, it is costly. Repentance requires Zacchaeus give up his wealth. The very thing he has been accumulating through theft, he must now surrender to repair the harm he has caused. Third, it is concrete. Repentance is not merely feeling sorry. It is taking action, restitution, making things right. Fourth, it is public. Zacchaeus doesn't quietly try to make amends. He makes this declaration in his house, presumably so word will spread. He submits himself to community accountability. Fifth, it is proportional. Zacchaeus is not simply making token gestures. He is offering to restore four times what he has taken, offering to give half his possessions to the poor. This is what true repentance looks like. Not mere feeling, but action. Not private regret, but public restoration. Not minimal restitution, but generous repair of what was broken. Jesus responds to Zacchaeus's repentance.
"Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Jesus declares salvation has come. This is remarkable. Zacchaeus, who had been lost, had been separated from God's people, cut off by his own community, is now found. And notice, Jesus calls him a son of Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith, the one God chose. By calling Zacchaeus a son of Abraham, Jesus restores him to the covenant community. He is saying, "You belong. You are part of God's people." This is what repentance opens: reconciliation with God and restoration to community. True repentance is generous. It goes beyond what is required, is willing to pay whatever cost is necessary to repair what was broken. What would Zacchaeus's repentance look like today? If Zacchaeus were a modern person, he might be a CEO who has profited from exploitative labor practices. Repentance would mean raising wages, improving working conditions, and possibly reducing his own salary to restore what was unfairly taken. A landlord who has exploited tenants through unfair practices. Repentance would mean reforming those practices, possibly reducing rents, and making restitution to those who were harmed. A financial advisor who has mismanaged clients' money. Repentance would mean not only restoring what was lost, but going beyond to compensate for the harm caused. A professional who has taken credit for others' work. Repentance would mean publicly acknowledging the work of others and possibly sacrificing advancement to restore the reputation of those exploited. In each case, true repentance is not merely saying, "I'm sorry." It's taking action to restore what was broken. True repentance is willing to sacrifice what was gained through wrongdoing. But there is also something crucial about the grace in this story. Jesus does not wait for Zacchaeus to repent before extending grace. He extends grace first. He treats Zacchaeus with dignity first, comes to his house first. And it is this grace, this acceptance, this dignity, this inclusion, that opens Zacchaeus to repentance. This is important. Sometimes we think repentance must come first, and then grace follows. But the story of Zacchaeus suggests something different. Grace comes first, acceptance comes first. And in response to grace, repentance follows. Zacchaeus is moved to repentance not by condemnation, but by acceptance. He is moved to restore what he has taken not because he fears punishment, but because he has experienced Jesus's love. This is the power of grace. Grace opens us to the possibility of change. It makes repentance possible. It motivates restitution. The eighth commandment forbids theft. The story of Zacchaeus shows what happens when someone who has systematically stolen encounters grace and chooses repentance. Zacchaeus's repentance addresses the eighth commandment comprehensively. He restores what was taken. He addresses the exploitation. He repairs the harm caused. He restores himself to community. And in doing this, Zacchaeus becomes whole. He is no longer defined by his theft. He is no longer isolated from his community. He is restored, saved. The story of Zacchaeus shows that even systematic theft can be addressed. Even exploitation can be repaired. Even a life built on wrongdoing can be transformed. But it requires genuine repentance, not mere regret, but action. Not private shame, but public restoration. Not minimal restitution, but generous repair of what was broken. And it is enabled by grace. Grace that sees us. Grace that accepts us. Grace that opens us to the possibility of change. Grace that receives our repentance and restores us. The eighth commandment protects what belongs to others. Zacchaeus's repentance shows what it means to honor that commandment through genuine restoration. Zacchaeus's repentance shows that it is never too late to change, never too late to restore what was taken, never too late to be saved. Father, help us see the Zacchaeus in ourselves, the ways we have stolen, cheated, exploited, taken what was not rightly ours. Help us encounter your grace as Zacchaeus did. Help us be moved by your acceptance to genuine repentance. Help us have the courage to acknowledge what we have done and to make true restitution. Help us restore what we have taken, however costly that might be. Help us be willing to sacrifice what we gained wrongly. Help us repair the harm we have caused. And help us, like Zacchaeus, be saved, restored to community, reconciled to you, and freed from the burden of our theft. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.